realms of Senith.
Not going to have Raby show up. That was the plan, but I had other plans that didn't happen. So it's a nice, calm camp right next to the dead witches and the sarcophagus with the corpse that was being reanimated in it. I mean, I don't know how all of you got some sleep, but you totally did.
Well, I'm an elf, so I kind of just like meditate or whatever.
Okay. That's not creepy or anything.
No, not really, especially considering that I think the last thing I was doing was stealing all the stuff that the witches had, and I don't know, probably steal some of their cloak and add it to my patchwork cloak I've got going on.
It's probably not as creepy as Arsenal resting standing up.
Or Kaiser resting by, like, sticking his face onto some rotting wood.
I think Rikara is the only one to rest normally in this entire party.
I think you're right.
Is that true? Or do you, like, hang from the ceiling like a bat?
Maybe. Maybe around Halloween.
Gets the blood flowing. I imagine that Caesar would find plenty of things to stick himself to in my pockets.
No, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on the floor here. Even there's, like, a goblin floating in the water here that was, you know, poisoned.
Did he have any good equipment on him? Because maybe he's not floating in the water anymore.
Well, wasn't that the meme? Like a bunch of goblin scimitars? That's what you get.
Yeah.
So at some point, you hear shouting coming from down the hallway in Orc. Why is the witch fire out? We were almost done cooking our meals.
Sorry, I say to them in Orc.
Okay. Sorry.
So I turn to my friends here and I translate what they were saying. And I let them know that we have some orcs over there and they're a little peeved as to why their fire went out because they were in the middle of cooking dinner. I apologize to them, but they don't seem to be taking that too lightly.
So we're to conclude that the witches were like powering some big fire they're cooking over? Is that what they're saying?
Seems to be.
Well, the way I see it, they have two options. They can take some pocket snacks and be happy, or they can die.
Okay, Kaiser starts running down the hallway. It's like, fight!
Kaiser, no!
Oh, not fight?
I'm not sure just yet.
Okay, Rikar like grabs him by the shoulder or something, and he's like running in the air.
He's always ready to go.
I mean, you're awesome, but one sec.
Just stick them to your shoulder.
Right.
So, Rikara, do you give the ultimatum from Tia? Take a snack or die?
You know,
I mean, you could offer him some food nicely. But that's on you, though. You decide.
Well, yeah, I mean, start out nice. But, of course, if they're going to be vicious to us, then, yeah, swords out. I mean, that's my thought.
You could also just teach them how to make a fire.
I overcomplicate everything.
We got some pools. Let's teach them to fish while we're at it.
That's true.
I don't think there's any fish in that water.
I mean, goblins are fish, right? So while she's deciding how to handle him, I'm like getting up, putting myself together, drawing my weapons, my blades, just in case, you know.
Yeah, I have my hands on my weapons too, and I tell them in Orc, you know, we do have some snacks that we can give some of you guys in the meantime.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll initiatives. Okay. I think he's going to attack you, but because he doesn't know who you are, and he sees all the dead witches around.
Wouldn't that be a good thing?
I think the witches were their allies. They were helping them cook dinner.
Akara, you actually get to go first.
Well, I'm trying to think of how I can get through. I think I will. You said I can see them from here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Wait, can you not? Oh, I know why, because your vision's a little bit different.
So Caesar is tiny, and I'll you know, position sideways so you can slip by.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then I'll just take my longbow. Well, 13 to hit.
That's just a miss.
Okay. All right, that's my turn.
Okay, Tia.
I pull a dagger and whip it at him.
Whip it good.
Hope his AC isn't very good. I'm guessing a 9 misses.
No, 9's not going to be a hit.
Oh, but I have inspiration up the water, so I'm going to roll it again. Okay, so that's a 7. Can I use another inspiration or only one per turn?
I think it's only just the one.
Well, then the dagger goes flying past him, like, with wide clearance.
Okay, puts up Arsenal.
I'm assuming Arsenal can climb up these stairs, right?
Yeah, it'd just be part of your movement.
All right. Can he hit him from here?
Yeah.
All right. Arsenal's going to take a swing. That is a 25 to hit.
That does hit.
For 12 bludgeoning damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
It's a lot of damage. All right, Kaiser double moves up to there. The orc, ignoring the little mushroom that runs through the webs and stuff, is going to try and hit at the machine that just took a swipe at him. He gets two attacks, I think. Two with his great 12 is a miss. I think the other one was a miss, too. Nope, that's a 24. 24 definitely hits. I'm pretty sure of that.
I should also mention the orc is sheathed in booming energy.
Okay. Ricara, it's your turn.
So if I do my full... Remind me, if I do my full speed, I can still do a full attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 40. All right, so I think I'm going to... I just used my longbow. So you know what? I'll go back to 35 if I can. And...
That's a hit.
Nice. Okay, so 8 damage.
Okay.
10 size shot. That's just 1d4, right? But I got to roll a d20 first.
I think that's just straight damage. It's just... I don't know. I'm going to look it up, though. But 4 damage is a lot.
Yes.
All right. Kensai shot. You can use a bonus action on your turn to make your ranged attacks with a Kensai weapon more deadly. When you do so, any target you hit with a ranged attack using a Kensai weapon takes an extra 1d4 damage.
Okay.
You retain this benefit until the end of the current turn. So every single time you land a ranged attack.
Oh,
so when you get multiple attacks, that's going to be pretty nice.
Heck yeah.
But it costs... Key though or no?
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do like that ability. Okay, so 12 total damage to him then.
All right. Did I already subtract stuff to it? He's at 45, so I think so.
Yes. And I tell the orc, look, that's what you get when you don't accept snacks.
Maybe I didn't, actually. I don't know. I'll figure that out. For now, it's Tia's turn. Unless you have more to do, Ricara, but I think you did everything, right?
Yes, I did everything. I am all set.
Okay.
So I come... fiddling at him with my weapons drawn and hop up on the stairs right in front of him. And I'm like, oh, hopefully it hits this time. Well, that'll do it. 21.
Yep.
I'll take my bonus just for because that's 19.
That's a hit.
I assumed as much. So add 6 to that. So 15 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Arsenal?
Arsenal's probably going to move up here and then go for another swing. It's a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Orc takes 9 bludgeoning damage and is sheathed in booming energy once again. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Kaiser, he has to be able to do something interesting. It's once per day. All right. Oh, he hit for 3 damage. So Orc's like, oh, shit.
Should have taken those snacks.
Yeah, I should have grabbed that Snickers. He's going to start moving away, which I think he disengages, but he still takes the booming stuff.
Yep, he takes 4 thunder damage.
Okay. Ricara.
Okay, so... he's way over there too. I don't know if that was safe or not. Am I okay? Or did I step on some stuff?
You seem fine.
I don't think 14 will do it though.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
DC's 14.
8 damage again.
All right. And then your Kensai damage?
Uh-huh. That is 2. So 10 total.
Should have killed him. Didn't. Tia.
I get in his face and swing at him. 18 to hit. 4 damage.
So he was in the middle of starting to shout before you and Ricara killed him here in this hallway. So he didn't manage to call for help.
Then we kind of noticed that he looked like he was looking for his buddies, or like, would we be suspicious there are others?
You don't know Orc to just abandon a fight. So you don't think he was like trying to flee for his life. You think he was literally just trying to go get reinforcements.
Okay, I'm gonna rifle through his pockets real quick, see if he's got anything that, I don't know, that I would put in my pockets, and then motion to the others to, like, you know, hunker down, and let's see if we can sneak up on his friends.
And you find some tater tots in his pockets.
What was he bitching about in the first place, man? These look delicious.
They're cold.
Doesn't matter, I start munching on it.
It's gross. Cold tots. Okay, so things quiet down a bit. You hear the flicker of flames, and you're still in this crypt.
I want to creep toward the flickering flame and see if we can ambush these guys. Is it that flame over there?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, flickering. So you're going to like set up an ambush at this hallway here?
I don't know. He's got friends somewhere, and if we try to like go back and rest up, they're probably going to come after us. So we need to, you know, exterminate first.
Okay.
So I want to like creep around and see if we can find his friends.
Well, there was that bandit camp outside. You would imagine that's where they're at.
Oh, well, let's creep out there and sneak up on them.
Okay.
If they're outside, we're probably okay until we get closer.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I forget which way is the exit. Is it this thing in front of me?
It is, yeah. It puts you over here. So when you're peeking out over here, You do see a couple of orc that are standing over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to put them back on the map. Hold on. And there's one walking this way. Seems to be going this way.
So is it nighttime or morning?
I think it's late afternoon, early evening. Actually, it'd probably be middle evening. So, like, because wasn't it morning when you arrived here or something?
Well, he said we long rested, so I figured we would have long rested overnight or something.
Well, 8 hours would be the long rest itself, and then if you got here around the morning hours, I'm assuming it would just be evening.
Is it dark enough to give us some advantage in not creeping up on him? Like, or is he going to see us coming at him in broad daylight is all I'm wondering.
If you just, like, walk out, they're going to see you, yeah. But they would see you at night anyways, because they have dark vision.
Fair enough. What I want to do, my thought, is to creep over to this bush here and target him from the bush.
Okay.
So I'll put my blades away and take out my bow and, like, stealth over there. Yeah, it's just one move for me to stealth over there. If I do a dash, my stealth roll is 22.
Your stealth roll is 22. That's good. Is anybody else moving with her or just her by herself for this round?
I'll move with her. 22 stealth.
Okay.
Arsenal will stay where he's at for now.
Okay.
I just realized my speed for this round is like 40. Oh, also it's normally 35. So it's 40 right now.
All right. Unless you're going to do anything, he keeps moving this way.
Gotta watch him because I used my full speed to get here stealthily. So I want to shoot him, but I'll need an action to do it.
All right, he's just walking for a turn, so.
Arsenal actually attempt to stealth over here. Let's see. That is a 14 to stealth.
I think that's good. Yeah. You got a little help from Kaiser who stays on your helmet and makes you look like a mushroom. Sticking out of the white tree there.
That's nice.
All right. Back to the top of the round as he stops there.
I'm going to shoot him. 15.
That's a hit.
So that is plus 3 to 6 damage from an arrow coming from the bush.
All right. Anything else from you?
Stow my bow. Can I do that?
Sure.
And that's it.
Okay. Anything from anybody else?
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to shoot at that orc as well. The same orc that Tia was just going for. 20 to hit.
Okay. That's a hit.
Arsenal will ambush him from the tree.
So 7 damage plus 2. So 9 damage total.
Arsenal gets a 25 to hit for 11 bludgeoning damage and he's sheathed.
Did you run up to him and hit him?
Yeah.
Okay, because it looks like it moved you back, which is weird.
I don't know if that updated or not.
It did now.
But it should be right next to him.
Okay. Kaiser, let's let him do an attack from your forehead. 5 is not good.
That's a 1 on the die.
Yeah, Orc is surprised, so Rikara.
So 16 to hit?
That's a hit.
Okay. 9 damage plus 3 damage. So 12. And that's my turn.
Tia.
I draw my sword and come up. Okay, it does not bring the measure thingy up. So whatever, I'll count like an old-fashioned fool. Okay. Rolled a 6 and a 14. 6 plus 5 is 11. And 14 plus 5 is 19.
19's a hit.
10 damage.
Okay, Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to go for another swing. That is a 16 to hit.
Yep.
For 11 bludgeoning damage. And he's still sheathed in energy. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Should Kaiser do anything? He'll do his one thing. Oh, he actually hits. 3 damage. Okay, that orc is surprised. This orc is not surprised anymore. First person he saw was Arsenal, right after getting, you know, stuck by a couple arrows. 22's a hit. 7 damage to Arsenal. 11's a miss. Snippy orc is surprised. Still Sabrakara, it's your turn again.
Okay, trying to move my token, sorry. There we go. Okay, I am going to try to shoot at him.
That's definitely going to be a hit.
10 damage.
Come on.
Should I do the Kensai shot? Because I think he's a goner.
I don't know the order of the damage if it adds itself to that, but he has the ability to come back up with 1 hit point.
Oh, well then.
Any target you hit with a ranged attack. Okay, it's not going to kill him because it looks like it's just, it adds into the damage. It doesn't, like, do another thing of damage.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, is there anything else you can do on your turn?
Nope, I think that'll be it.
to you.
I stabbed him for 20.
Now he's dead.
There are more orcs.
Yep, and they are looking in your direction.
If I were to just, like, walk over him, that would be difficult terrain.
No, you can get over him.
Put one foot up on him and be like, smash on my way over. Can't see the grids. Okay, that is my movement. And I'm not close enough for a bonus, so there we have it.
Arsenal.
Arsenal will cast Expeditious Retreat, and then he moves up there and then attacks this nippy orc. It's a 25 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And that is 7 bludgeoning damage, and this nippy orc is sheathed in energy.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
Okay, let's see if he can make it. Whoops, not settings. No, why did this happen? Okay, orc one is no longer surprised. Takes a swing at, and hits Kaisar for 9 damage. Then takes a swing at Arsenal, misses. How much damage? 6 damage? Boop, boop. All right, Snippy Orc. Snippy Orc is, where the hell is he? I guess he's here. Arsenal, you're like standing on him.
Oh, it was the nearest grid that's within 5 feet.
Yeah, it's fine. I was just confused. Like, where is he? And then I realized he was underneath you.
Because he wasn't in a square, I think. He was on the straddling him.
Does 16 hit your AC? I don't think so.
Nope. Arsenal's AC is a 19.
Rikara.
Okay, so I am going to move a little bit. I think I can move to here. And I'm going to strike at the snippy orc. Well, not strike, but shoot at him. 14 to hit.
That's what you need.
5 damage plus... Wait, 5 damage, and then another 3. So 8 total.
Okay.
And that's my turn. Yep.
To you.
Jab. Okay, so 22 and 11.
First one hits.
Fits damage.
Arsenal.
Arsenal's going to use his bonus action to regain hit points. Oh, that's not as good as I expected. And then he's going to take another swing. It's an 18 to hit. For 7 bludgeoning damage, and he's still sheathed. That is Arsenal's turn.
Yeah, I feel bad, but, they don't really have anywhere to go. Maybe you could, try to kite him or something?
What do you mean?
Disengage and run away and be like, there, now you're going to get hit by my booming energy.
Well, that's more if they run away, which they probably won't, but just in case.
Yeah.
At a certain level, when I get the speedy feet, I could do some stuff like that. Might be kind of funny.
Oh, he hits him for 8 damage. Go, Kaisar. Orc's like, fucking mushroom. Misses him. Arsenal, 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
7 damage. Snippy orc. Takes a look at Arsenal, realizes he's hurt, but also really hard to hit. So he's going to also spread his attacks between Tia and Arsenal. 18's, wait, that's a 19. I think that misses, doesn't it?
On Arsenal? Who? That's a hit.
Okay. 7 more damage to Arsenal than Tia. 23 to hit Tia. 8 damage to Tia. Rikara.
Okay. Using the longbow. 2, 5. So 7. 9 to hit. That's not going to work.
No. Tia.
I am going to cast Hunter's Mark on Snippy Orc and then stab him. 17 to hit.
Yep.
10 damage.
Okay.
That's the end.
Arsenal.
Can I use the new rules and use my second wind again?
Sure.
Cool.
I didn't realize that was a thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so second wind has charges now that scale with fighter level. You start with 2, and then it goes 3 pretty early on, and then 4 at what in the mid levels. And it also has some other benefits, it acts as a disengage now, and you gain up to half your movement for free, and doesn't provoke anything when you use your second wind. So they made some pretty significant improvements on that.
Yeah.
So Arsenal regains 8 hit points. And then he's going to take another swing at the snippy orc. Oh, that's a 7. Action surge, try again. And that's an 8. Inspiration, try again. That's a 14.
That's just what you needed.
It was worth it. That is 13 bludgeoning damage, and he's sheathed. And then assuming I can still use the new rules for this, Arsenal moves 15 feet without provoking.
Hmm.
And that is his turn.
Okay. Well, then Kaiser's going to try and take him down. 20 to hit. 9 damage. Ooh. It's at 1 hit point. All right. This orc is done with this freaking mushroom.
Ooh.
25 to hit. 7 damage. He's still up. 18 to hit to hit. All right. There. Now he's knocked out. Then this one's going to take both. Well, I don't think he knows. I think he just knows. Let's do an intelligence check. See if he realizes he's booming energied. Nat 20. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows there's a spell on him. There's a... I was going to do that one witch thing, cast a spell on you or whatever.
He's gold star witch spells.
10 damage to Tia, and it would be Rikara's turn.
Okay, well, I was going to divert to the other orc, but this orc's causing us a lot of issues, so I'm going to continue attacking him for 20 to hit.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, yep.
All right.
Because if he's dead.
So I think you do get a second attack, but it's melee-based, if I remember right.
Oh, that's why, because I was confusing my range with my melee. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry, guys.
It's fine. Tia.
I'm gonna switch my hunter's mark to... This orc doesn't have a silly name, it's just orc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna hunter's mark orc and stab it. 17 to hit, which I believe hit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damage.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Arsenal.
Arsenal's gonna move back up all fast-like, because his spell is still active, and she's gonna try another swing. It's 21 to hit.
It's pretty good.
Yep. For 14 bludgeoning damage.
Max damage.
Yeah. That is Arsenal's turn. And Tia's sheathed.
Kaisar, death saving throw.
Oh.
Fail. Orc. Can you give me a con check, Tia?
16 on the die. I don't know if I add anything. Hold on.
Like your save or whatever. Sorry.
So plus 2 is 18.
Okay. It's going to take a swing at Arsenal. Miss. Take a swing at Tia. Hit with a 17, I think, right?
Yep, that's amazing.
9 damage to Tia. Rikara, it's your turn.
Alrighty then. So that would be 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Is there anything I can do to help heal Rikara? I mean, Tia? Like, can I throw her potion or something?
It would have been an action to do that, I think.
I have potions that I can use on my turn.
Okay. I just didn't want to leave her hanging, or Kaisar either. So that would be 10 damage plus 3, so 13. And that's my turn.
Almost max damage for you, too. Nice. Tia.
If you cast a spell that is not concentration, does it break your concentration?
No.
Okay. Cast Cure Wounds on myself for plus 10. And then are potions bonus actions or actions?
We can bonus action them. I think that's what they are in the new rules anyway.
Yeah, I was going to real quick update my character to the new rules before we played, and then I realized I have to start over, like, from the ground up, because ability scores come from your origin, and, like, everything's changed. My background no longer exists, so you have to apply, like, their rules for grandfathering an older background, and, like, it's a whole thing. So I was like, next time. Healing potion, I have 2 plus 8 more for me.
You're getting pretty lucky on your healing rolls.
I'm not going to complain about it, that's for sure. Okay, that is my turn, I believe.
Arsenal?
Arsenal is going to take another swing. It's a 25 to hit for 13 bludgeoning damage, and the orc is sheathed. That is Arsenal's turn.
Oh no, 2 failures.
Uh-oh.
Orc is not happy watching Tia drink a potion right in front of him.
I was like,
What if you love one?
Cooked.
Oh, God. And as you're drinking this potion, I don't know if you spill it, but like he's got 2 misses on you with his great club. It's Rikara's turn.
No. There we go. Okay. 17 to hit.
Ooh, that's a hit.
So it'll be 7 damage and just 1. So 8 total.
That be your turn?
That's my turn.
Tia.
Will Hunter's Mark apply? Is it like per turn or per attack?
I thought it was per attack.
I thought so too. I had it up when I closed it for Cure Wounds. I don't know why I did that. So I just rolled a 1 and a 20.
Well, the 20 puts him at 1 hit point.
13 was the 20's damage, but he still has 1. And yeah, so that's my turn.
Arsenal.
Does Arsenal have any potions that he can grab from Tia, or rather, does Tia have potions that Arsenal can grab?
I don't know. Can Arsenal grab from Tia? Yeah, I have 1 normal one and 1 greater.
Arsenal is going to grab a normal healing potion and give it to Caesar. I think that's 2d4 plus 2.
Yep.
Caesar gains 5 hit points, and that is Arsenal's turn.
He immediately starts charging at the orc from the ground. Not even missing a beat, and starts gnawing at the orc's feet for 24 and kills
the
orc.
That's a critical hit, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. The orc didn't see the mushroom coming.
That's cool. Yeah.
Got him.
Is he a barbarian? Because he acts very barbarian-y.
No, I'm a paladin.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I just want to hug the dude. He's cool.
All right. I guess Rikara hugs Kaiser and like a bunch of spores puff out.
Hopefully not dangerous spores.
Well, not enough to be dangerous, but they were the dangerous spores.
I'm already looting their pockets.
With these three orcs down, let me look up what they're supposed to have. One of them has a, looks like a little logbook on him with scratches in it, but you're pretty sure when you and Rikara look through it that it's like a passphrase, like a password book for the bandits.
So next time we encounter them, we can just talk to them in their own code?
It looks like for like fencing goods and stuff.
For their network.
Right. So it also has names in various towns in the area of people they deal with and send goods through, sell goods through. Like they steal stuff and then there's a front, right? Most notably, you see a couple names in Moradville that you would recognize, Tia.
Uh-oh, someone's in trouble.
You find a fire opal among the orc.
Oh, wow.
And a clay statuette of a boar.
I wonder why. Like, why a boar?
Why not a boar?
Yeah, good point.
Maybe it's like their cousin or something.
There's like an inch or like a 2-inch slit cut into its back.
So is it like a piggy bank?
Well, it's a boar bank.
Huh.
Yes. It rattles. Like, you can hear coins rattling as you move it around.
This orc was rich.
We go like look into there or try to get them out. Are they just normal coins or are they like rare or special coins?
Probably like a small handful of copper pieces in there.
The savings waiting for the ice cream man to come around.
But you're no ice cream man.
That's almost cute that he has like a boar bank of coppers. I have noted in my logbook here from one of the, I think, two sessions ago that we have a handful of miscellaneous gems from Balsack Cave.
Yeah, you do.
These are the kind of adventure logs that my superiors are getting, too. It's like, we went to the Balsack Cave. And they're like, the what cave?
Well, then you have like a drawing of it, I'd imagine.
Oh, I'm like, this looked like this. Tell me what that is, if not a Balsack.
And inside we found a bear.
Pretending to be hungry, but obviously he wasn't.
You don't want your rotten steak. Clearly he's not hungry.
Exactly. Just like these orcs. They got tater tots in their pockets. Like, why are they going around bitching about no dinner? Did we find where they're cooking dinner?
You know where the camp is. If you look down there, you can kind of see where all the bandits are.
Because, like, even if it's a little rare, like, we could have a feast.
Or you could, do what you suggested and teach them how to make a fire and finish cooking your tater tots.
Yes, I'll drag their corpses over there and be like, now pay attention, boys. This is where you went wrong.
This is what happens when you don't pay attention.
This is what happens when you don't cook right.
I mean, there are more living orc down at the bandit camp, and there's probably other things other than orc there, but...
It's a lot of orcs. We struggled a bit with, like, just three.
Yeah, like, how many? This is, reasonably speaking, if we just strut down them and we're like, listen, I'm here to save the day. I heard you have a need. I'm here to help you with that. Like, are we going to get murdered? Or should we just maybe leave them alone? How many are we talking?
Well, with these three dead, there's probably 17.
Oh my. So, I think we maybe should leave them for somebody else to deal with.
Yeah, can we maybe don't?
Like, maybe we could go to that tunnel inside and just, like, climb down to Moradville real quick and be like, hey, problem, and then climb back up.
Wee woo wee woo.
With that sound, especially.
I'm sure Arsenal can make a pretty good siren impression. Not the singing kind.
I mean, I guess Kaiser could kind of help from your head, too, like spinning around.
Yeah, he's got that red on him. He's also, yeah, he's red and blue and nice.
Just needs, a little bit of the light cantrip, and there you go.
I got Firebolt. Does that work?
That'd be the most terrible ambulance ever.
Yeah.
As it's arriving, it's shooting fireballs at you.
The cure. I got the cure. Hold still so I can help you. All right. So, I don't know. We can do a little bit of, like, what you call, like, recon type thing, check out this area, but mostly I'm just going to note it in my journal and move on with my life, because it's not our mission, and that's a lot of orcs.
I'm in agreement. Unless Rikara wouldn't have any connection, right? I mean, she is half-orc, but I wouldn't have any connection to that, would I?
Do you have a knowledge history noted down that you can roll from?
Maybe not a very good one, but I can roll one.
Did Arsenal attempt that?
Things are a bit different for Arsenal. Yeah, actually, I think you could as well.
Oh, he gets an 8.
I rolled a 10.
Hold on, I'm here to rescue you. I rolled a 14, but that's a 13.
You're not really able to determine anything about them that's useful to your question anyway. They've probably lived in this area for a long time, like this region, I should say, not just like on a mountain, but they're probably not from, what's it called? The South Realm, where you are from.
Yeah, like where the monastery is, right?
Right. So you don't think that you have any particular relation to them or could speak to them in a, how do you say, like, you can't just go down there and be like, hey, I'm one of you.
Right? Like, I can't speak to them in a beneficial.
Yeah, I know all of your heritage and I can talk about things, you know? How about that one, holiday, huh? You know, you don't think you could put all that together very easily.
My thoughts on them is if there's anything visible from this distance, like flags or insignia or whatever, I could like sketch it down real quick to report later. But we just found that book with connections in Moradville. So I would imagine that turning this information over to like investigators or leadership there, they could probably look into the orcs and whoever they're working with, like in from that angle, rather than us trying to handle it, because we are so ill-equipped, both in knowledge and like skills and manpower at the moment. So I just feel like it's a problem for later. Like, even if they get away, or even if they go back into this temple, we need to send other people up here to deal with that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just, creep on by. And honestly, with that in mind, with knowing that they're still right there and that they somehow have a connection to the inside where they can tell that we've messed with things in there, we probably shouldn't even go back in there and try and like secure this place, because we can't. That's my thoughts though.
I'd agree.
So then onward to the guardian or whoever we're actually here for.
Onward.
I'm assuming Arsenal's down to just follow whatever we're doing.
Yep.
So which way is onward?
North.
There's no map up there.
No. So what's going on is if you can see over here, right, this kind of continues on, but there is a route up about here just north of Kaisar, and it goes, you can see a mine track that's up there going into a cave.
It's a good old days, like 2 weeks ago or whenever it was that we were, you know, riding in mine carts. Following
yeah, that season, was fun.
Where it's going.
But yeah, there is a ladder onto like a little ridge here.
Follow the trail to the guardian or whatever. It looks like we're going that way. We go that way. Oh, interesting.
So there's the start of the mine track. You hear stuff moving around inside here, though.
Does it sound like more orcs?
It does not sound like more orcs.
Well, then I want to creep and peek around in there and see if I can figure out what it is. Into here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I don't think this character knows what I'm looking at, but I also think that any person would be like, oh, no.
All right, so when you look in here, you do see the thing that made you go, oh, no, over here. You see a funnel head, and it looks like it's digging through this minecart and pulling out gems. Most of them they're throwing on the ground, but some of them they're putting into its head or neck.
Weird.
I just gotta stop you, because you need to describe to her what a funnel head is, like what they look like. I mean, I guess they look like that, but
can you see that?
I can.
It doesn't have a head, but it's mostly a person, like humanoid thing, and then its neck is elongated into like a tube, kind of like an elephant eater.
An anteater?
Yeah, an anteater, an elephant eater. Oh my god, what the hell would that look like?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what would eat an elephant, but I don't think I want to meet it in a dark alley or anywhere.
That sounds like something out of Cloverfield.
Still need to watch that movie.
So I don't know why he's shoving gems in his knot neck or knot head, but I feel like that's a bad thing and I want to stop it. I suppose I want to stop it with my bow and arrow. Does that seem like a good idea?
It does to me.
I have a spell that I don't know how it works, but I know it's a ranged thing. Hold on a second. Okay, so I don't know. Hold on. They're not really together, so I don't want to use my spell, actually. I want to shoot it with my bow and arrow. That is a 22 attack.
A 22 attack?
Yeah, like against its AC.
Gotcha. That's a hit.
So that's 11 damage. And I keep forgetting that I have this, but can I do that Gloomstalker attack too? Is it another attack or is it just another damage?
I think it's another attack, right? Isn't it? You tell me.
Oh, so that's 18 to attack. Whenever I read it, I interpret it differently than you do. So I'm deferring to what you say about it.
It's an extra attack that deals more damage.
So it deals normal weapon damage or normal weapon damage plus the D8?
Plus the D8.
Okay, so that's a 17 to attack.
It's also a hit.
Total, 11 plus 9 is 20. So a total of 20 damage on Shady Funnel Head.
Do you guys want to reroll your initiatives, by the way? Or just run with what you have?
I will take the reroll because it's much higher.
I'm 14.
All right, Arsenal and Rikara, you can both do stuff if you want to. As Tia started the combat with her attack.
Where did Tia shoot her arrow?
Straight to the east, right at this Shady Funnel Head over here.
I don't see it, but I imagine I will in a moment.
I have crazy dark vision.
Yeah, Arsenal's spell is still active, so... Oh, wow. I can, like, just barely not reach that. Arsenal will launch a firebolt at it. It's a 9 to hit, so I suppose that misses. That is Arsenal's turn.
Rikara?
14 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
4 damage plus... So 8 total damage. And that's my turn.
Okay, so Kaiser's already gone. These things are surprised. So, Tia, it's your turn again.
I shoot him again. 15 to hit.
15? That's a hit.
Has it been less than an hour since the last combat?
Yeah.
Then I also recast what's it called? Hunter's Mark on him.
Okay.
9 damage. That is my turn.
Rikara.
I'm going to move right by Tia. 17 to hit.
Yep.
So that's 6 plus 8 total damage to him. And that's my turn.
All right. You see Kaiser jump over here, over the sack of something, roll over by this rock, and then explodes in a bunch of spores. Poof. But the funnel head just keeps doing its thing. So Kaiser fails. Let's see this guy. Okay. So it starts spinning its neck in a, like a helicopter action in a circle and then slaps Arsenal in the face.
That is disgusting.
That is just weird.
Does 8 damage to Arsenal and then sticks to him.
Ugh, gross. Only cute when the mushroom does it.
You see its neck start expanding, and it looks like it's going to try and eat Arsenal. Arsenal, it's your turn.
Give me one moment. Arsenal is going to try and smack it. It's an 18 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And then takes 8 bludgeoning damage and is sheathed in energy. And as a bonus action, Arsenal is going to smack the ground with his warhammer, emitting a large thunderous boom, and he needs to make a DC 13 constitution saving throw or become stunned.
Fail. It is now stunned.
Stunned until the end of Arsenal's next turn. Does that in any way allow Arsenal to get out of that weird grapple?
Oh yeah, with a little you pull your head out of its neck.
That is Arsenal's turn.
Okay, this one is going to do the same thing to the little mushroom.
Oh gosh.
Does 8 damage to Kaiser, who is now unconscious and is starting to slip down his neck. Just this funnel head just slurps that mushroom right up. Tia, it's your turn.
Please, no. I don't know. So, I want to stow my bow for my free action and use my action to draw my swords. But since I have the 2-weapon feat, can I draw them both?
Yes.
Okay. And then use my bonus action to stab with one of them.
Okay.
16 to hit.
I think you have advantage because it's stunned.
That is true, yeah.
Well, 21 to hit. Still hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
14 damage. I think that's my whole turn.
Akara.
All right, well, I'm going to turn my attention to the funnel head creature that ate up Kaiser, because I don't think that was very cool of him.
12, darn it.
12 is a hit.
8 damage plus 10 total.
Okay, is that it?
That'll be it.
Shitty funnel head gets skipped. Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to make another attack against it. The 17 to hit for 12 bludgeoning damage, and it is still sheathed in energy. And then Arsenal is going to move away.
Okay, could you roll your attack again in case you get a crit?
Oh, right. That is not a crit.
Okay. And you moved away. It's still sheathed. Is that the end of your turn?
Yep. It is no longer stunned.
This one starts running, just jumps off the edge here and falls 15. No, it's going to fall 20 feet down. So it actually is going to take damage. Takes 10 damage as it hits the ground. You hear a plop. Tia, it's your turn.
Does that knock the mushroom out of his not mouth?
No.
I stab the shady guy. I rolled an 8 and an 18. So that's a 13 and a 23.
Yeah, they're both hits.
Well, I meant for advantage. That's like one hit, but... Well, I mean, I guess still your comment applies.
It's not stunned anymore.
Oh, it's not? Oh. Well, then I'm only going to do one hit on him either way. Okay, so 14 damage on that guy.
All right, he explodes and a bunch of gems just come pouring out of it onto you.
I shake off the urge to just start looting the corpse and focus on pursuing the other guy.
Okay.
Can I get down that cliff to him?
When you get over to here, you can see it's like a 20-foot drop down.
Ah.
So I don't know if that's a jump you can do.
I can only, like, as a long jump, I can do 12 feet. I don't know. I don't think that I should do 20. But I mean, I could throw my dagger at him. I think that has a range of 20 for normal range.
Sure.
Oh, no, I already used my action, though, on that other guy. So no, I just stand here and glare at him.
Okay, Arcara?
All right, I'm going to rush over down there, too. Man, 10.
10 is a mess. So,
yeah. All right, that's my turn.
Arsenal.
So what determines how far you can safely drop?
That is a good question. Falling 10 feet causes 1d6 damage.
From where Arsenal is now, how far down is the step to his right?
It'd probably be a little less than 10 feet.
Okay, so I probably don't want to take that. I'm going to shoot a firebolt at the funnel head.
Okay.
It's a 9 to hit, so I'm assuming that's a miss. That is Arsenal's turn.
All right, you see it run off that way. Kind of in the dark, but not really. Tia, it's your turn.
Can I climb down instead of jumping down?
You can climb down, yeah. But it's going to take half. It's going to use half your movement to go 20 feet, so it'll be 40 feet down.
Okay. So then if I dash, that gives me 70, 40, and then...
That sounds right.
Then I guess as my reaction, stow my swords and prepare to draw my bow next time.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Akara.
I can't really do anything at this point right now, because that's my max movement. I mean, I don't think my bow would...
Bows can reach pretty far. You should be able to hit that.
Okay, 70 feet.
Bows are what, 120?
I think so. I'm trying to find it where it says exactly, but...
What kind of bow is it?
It's a long bow.
Yeah, oh, mine is 150 for normal range for a long bow.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to shoot at him then. So 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
9 damage plus 13 total damage.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yep.
Arsenal.
About 20 feet that direction. And then I think from here, he can pretty safely step down from stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Arsenal will dash and then get right up next to him. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Okay. Doesn't know you're there, so it keeps going. I think that provokes.
Yes, Arsenal will make an attack of opportunity with Booming Blade. It's a 17 to hit.
That does.
That is 7 bludgeoning damage. Does it continue moving?
Yes, it does.
It will also take 7 thunder damage.
So it's like boom, boom.
Yep.
Now, it runs up to a wall here, but there is kind of a door. But the door is really weird in that it's like hanging rocks and it runs through them. So let's see how to describe this. It's not an illusion. There are actual rocks there, and you see it like getting bludgeoned basically with its full speed as it runs into this. But the rocks give away, and you see Arsenal especially, but Tia, I think you're in line to see. You see it's like a kind of a familiar looking Mordville-esque ruins area that he runs into. Some kind of finished area. And then the rocks, for some reason, I'm thinking of like fortune tellers or something, you know, like when you go
like
into
the beaded curtains, but like of rocks instead of beads.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yep. So that's its turn. And I think it's Tia.
So I guess I prepare to go get bludgeoned in the face by rock beads.
You continue through?
I want to, but I'm having difficulty with the page. Like, it won't, and when I push W, it won't get rid of the movement thing. So if I grab anything, it moves my character instead of moving the page. I'm having difficulty, like, repositioning the page. Okay, so where did he go?
Went through, like, this trail of blood.
Is there, like, that's where the map ends?
I put you through, though.
Okay. Did I get bludgeoned in the face, or can I do it carefully?
I mean, you kind of turn to the side and take his minimal amount. I mean, it's not going to actually do damage to you or anything. Just kind of sucks.
Just kind of like shoot him as soon as I get there? Or no, I was going to take my... Forget. I stole my swords and I was going to take up my book. Can I shoot him as soon as I see him?
Sure.
And hunters mark him because why not? Does 17 hit?
Yes.
Wow. So that's 7 damage.
Okay, is that your turn?
What's beside me on either side of these circles?
Those are columns.
Okay. Well, I was just going to try and like sidestep and make room for if somebody else wanted to come in here. What's this?
A light. It's on the wall.
But I'll just step there to make room.
Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
Rakara.
I think I'm able to shoot him, right? Cause is he still...
You have no line of sight on him at the moment.
Okay. I guess I'll try to do a double speed, I guess.
Okay. Gonna take some extra movement?
Yeah. I believe that's 40.
Seems so, yeah.
Yep, and that's my turn.
Okay, Arsenal.
Arsenal's gonna charge through the rocks. Funnel head is right here?
Yep, right in front of you.
Cool. Just gonna take a swing. It's an 11 to hit?
Oh, nope. No, it doesn't.
Suppose that's Arsenal's turn, then.
All right. It very carefully opens the door and tries to go through.
Does that provoke?
Yeah. I don't know. The booming stuff still goes off, but I would think so. That's a hit.
Yep. The booming stuff did not get applied because I missed, but it's about to get applied. So that is 10 bludgeoning damage and then 1 thunder damage. And that is his reaction, I suppose.
So he moved 5, 10, 15, 20, uses an action. Okay, Tia.
Guess pursue him.
Okay.
Did you go through his door?
He did. You would think so, yeah.
This is my movement. Where is he?
As you're looking around here, you see this, what looks like a mirror right here, and you can see the funnel head running down a hallway in the mirror.
Give me back my mushroom. Man, I don't know that running through shifty mirrors is a good idea.
It's worth it for the mushroom.
After a few moments, the mirror dims and it just turns into a normal mirror.
Oh, I need one of those gems to make the mirror open.
I'm going to move Rakara in here. We're out of combat now.
Oh, okay.
Can I investigate and see how to operate this thing?
Yeah, but I think this might be where we pause. And then we'll start up next time here.